20 years ago next Friday, has become known as Black Monday. October 19, 1987, when the U.S. stock market suffered its worst single-day loss ever. The Standard & Poor's 500 index lost 23% of its value that day. That came on the heels of a 10% loss just the week before. Joining us to talk about what happened, why, and what may have been learned is our friend Joe Nocera, who writes a business column for the New York Times. He's at member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Joe, thanks for being with us.
And thanks for having me, Scott.
Well, what did happen?
I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, we had come through this era of extraordinary inflation. And one of the things that era had done was break the bond between Americans and the bank. So people had started the process of taking their money out of a bank and putting it into a money market fund. And then when the bull market started, they started taking their money out of a money market fund and putting it in mutual funds and stocks. And it was exacerbated in this case, Scott, because really this was the first bull market in which the middle class participated. People really didn't know what they were doing. They were throwing money at stocks. Doesn't this sound familiar a little bit?
Well, it's happened more than once, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It happens again and again and again. Human nature remains the same. And my view, having watched this since 1987, is that one of the reasons these things keep happening is because people are emotionally unequipped to be good investors. And so they get carried away both on the upside and on the downside. They go crazy when things are euphoric and wonderful, and they just get incredibly depressed when things go bad. Mm-hmm. So instead of buying low and selling high, quite often we buy high and sell low. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the beast.
Yeah, because we buy something we think is assured. It might be high, but it's just going up, and we want to get rid of something.
It's running up, and everybody wants to chase it, and that's exactly when a Warren Buffett does not buy something. Mm-hmm. And then when it goes down, we're so traumatized by our loss. That's when we sell, and Warren Buffett buys more. The emotional component of investing is powerful, and I think it explains both, you know, why people don't do particularly well in the market, but it also explains why we have these booms and busts.
Does all this mean that that's why it's a good idea to buy an index fund?
Yes, yes, and yes. I basically believe that the vast majority of the population should buy index funds and just kind of concede that they don't have the ability, the time, or the emotional wherewithal to beat the market. I think that's what most people should do.
Well, that removes their opportunity to get rich quick, though, doesn't it?
Well, guess what? The stock market, anybody who goes in the stock market to get rich quick will lose money. The ones who do well are the ones who think, I'm going to get rich slowly over time, and have a disciplined cast of mind and have a system. They will sell after X amount of run-up, and they'll buy if a stock they really like goes down. I mean, people who have the ability to put aside their emotions and look at the market in a more dispassionate fashion. Most of us, frankly, don't do that, and that's why I think index funds work for most people.
Is there also a difference between people who, if I might put it this way, people who have the money to play with, which is to say suffer losses, and those people who are essentially investing all the money they have that prepares for retirement or school?
Well, we have created a system in America where, despite the fact that most people aren't particularly good at investing, you have to invest to have a decent life, because that is the primary way you're going to put your kid through college, and that is the primary way in which you're going to save for retirement. And so, in a sense, almost everybody is using money that matters to them as opposed to what you would call play money or money they can afford to lose. And that's one reason why in investing the stakes are so much higher today than they were even in 1987, when things like IRAs and 401ks were fairly new inventions and hadn't become part of the fabric of society the way they are today.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Joe Nocera, business columnist for the New York Times and a regular here on Weekend Edition.